Now, let us share together the grace of the Holy Spirit that came to Pentecost from the word of the Bible. Today's message title is Baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Filling of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a groaning of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Pentecost is the one of three important festivals. The historic Pentecostal event occurred on the day of Pentecost, one of the three major Israelite Jewish festivals, and this Pentecost is called Pentecost in Greek. And the word Pentecost means the fiftieth day. So when is the 50th day counting from the Passover? When the Israelites slaughtered their livestock during the Exodus, they celebrated the fact that although the Lord God had struck all the firstborn of Egypt, they had passed over the judgment and their lives were saved by applying the blood of their livestock to doorposts and the doorposts of their houses. This is the Passover. The number 15 is 7 times 49 plus 1. Seven times seven, which is perfect number in Israelite culture and is a very auspicious number for the Israelites in the Japanese sense. Above all, Jesus was crucified at the time of Passover, which celebrates the slaughter of livestock as a substitute for sin, and their salvation through their blood, which is a sign that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And the Pentecost expressed the completion of God's saving work accomplished through Jesus Christ with the descent of Holy Spirit upon the people. The event of Pentecost is a historical event that can be called the most important turning point in human history. In other words, the Pentecost of Holy Spirit is an expression of blessing that man will no longer die while he is with God, but has been transformed into a person who will live with God forever. This incident of Holy Spirit coming upon people was tremendously important and a significant event. When viewed from a spiritual perspective, from the viewpoint of the kingdom of heaven, when I think about the event of the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, One question comes to mind. It is the question, did God the Holy Spirit, who is God and the Spirit of God, even walk before he descended upon people on the day of Pentecost? Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 testifies that at the time of creation, the Holy Spirit was on the face of the great waters and moved on the face of the waters. Similarly, in Genesis 1:26, when God created man, he declared, "Let us make man in our image and likeness," clearly revealing that the Triune God of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and God the Holy Spirit created as human beings. Joseph was able to solve Pharaoh's difficult dream through the spiritual insight of the Holy Spirit, and Moses and Joshua, with the help of God, Holy Spirit, were able to accomplish the great task of Exodus and the conquest of the land of Canaan. David received the Holy Spirit so intensely that he was able to fulfill his life as King of Israel, which was very difficult. In the New Testament era, Mary, a woman from the town of Nazareth, where the poor lived, carried Jesus Christ in her virginity, also through the work of the Holy Spirit. Even before the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was at work in human life. Even though the Pentecost of Holy Spirit is significant because it was accomplished as a result of Jesus' death, resurrection, and the ascension to heaven to save people. That is God's providence, which wanted to save mankind through Jesus Christ, was completed with the advent of the Holy Spirit, and from that time on, the church age began anew in earnest. The Pentecost was not something that happened only to one particular person. Pentecost was a collective event that came to a group of apostles and believers who gathered and prayed together. In other words, a group called the community. The era of the expression of Christ through the community of Christians known as the church was dawning. The church began at that time. In connection with this Pentecost, there are words that Jesus spoke to his disciples gathered together just before he ascended into heaven. Acts chapter 1 verse 5. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. This baptism with the Holy Spirit that Jesus said was truly descent of Holy Spirit at Pentecost. If this is the case, then from this point, we can begin to redefine what the church is. We can rearrange the meaning of the church in a new way. The church is not just a simple group of people, but a group of people who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is impossible for the church and its members to exist. Regarding this absolute baptism of the Holy Spirit or Pentecost, today's scripture, Acts chapter 2, verse 2 through 4, testify in this way. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Many people understand on the basis of this passage that baptism of the Holy Spirit must necessarily be both mysterious and hot. However, a careful and detailed study of the biblical passage tells us that when the Holy Spirit came, suddenly there came a sound as of a violent wind, and the tongues like flames were divided and appeared. When the Holy Spirit desired, he did not express it categorically as suddenly a violent wind blew or I saw flickering flames. In other words, this expression was subjective personal feeling, sensations, impressions, and experience of those who were there when the Holy Spirit desired them. When Jesus began his public life as Christ, he had received water baptism from John the Baptist in Jordan River. Matthew Gospel tells us the circumstances of the baptism, but the descent of the Holy Spirit there is described differently from the Acts of the Apostles. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heavens was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. When Jesus looked up to heaven after he wore his water baptism, the Holy Spirit came up on him from heaven like a dove, a symbol of peace and stillness. Despite being the same Holy Spirit, the disciples and Jesus' experience were distinctly different in this way. And let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 4. After the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples, everyone there seemed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or seemed to be filled. As for filling of Holy Spirit, it expresses it while asserting that everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. This means that it was objective fact that no one can deny that everyone there lived a life filled with the Holy Spirit. They filled with Holy Spirit, definitely. Therefore, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it makes no sense to ask or inquire whether a violent wind suddenly blew or whether a mass of flame came, or whether a dove came, and it could lead to trivial comparisons and superiority or inferiority. The experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a very personal and subjective experience, a feeling, sensation, So it is natural for everyone to be different according to their own spiritual condition, constitution, or personal situation. For someone, the Holy Spirit may come like a hot water, hot fire. For others, he may come like a wind stronger than a typhoon, but for others, he may come quietly, calmly, quietly, much quieter than the stillness of early morning. To all intents and purposes, the only way to feel how the Holy Spirit comes to us is through personal experience, very personal experience. When we absolutize the personal experience, comparison, pride, distinction, and discrimination arise. For more important and far more important than this, once the Holy Spirit comes to us and we became a person of Holy Spirit, the result that must commonly manifest itself in us is that we live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. In this, there is no exception for anyone and everyone. However, not a few people confuse the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they often want or encourage people to repeat the baptism of the Holy Spirit at every occasion, especially at special gathering of some kind. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fullness, filling of the Holy Spirit have completely different meanings, just as the words themselves are different. The relationship between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit is just like a marriage, that loving relationship that follows. Marriage is a rite of passage, a ceremony. Wedding is a rite of passage, a ceremony that is performed once with one's current spouse. Except for special occasions such as silver or golden wedding celebrating 25 or 50 years of marriage, it is not common for people to reenact a wedding ceremony with someone who is already married to their spouse just because it makes them feel good or because it makes them to reenact wedding ceremony every year on their wedding anniversary. Marriage is a unique ceremony performed once in a lifetime with a spouse you have now. But love should not end once and for all. Love is not one-time event or one-time encounter. Marriage is not an event takes place only once or one-time encounter, but love is not one-time event or one-time encounter. Wedding ceremony. Wedding ceremony is our event, but love is not one-time event. Marriage is two different people living one life together, and it is impossible to live one life together without love. The relationship between the baptism of Holy Spirit and the infilling of Holy Spirit is the same. The baptism of the Holy Spirit like water baptism, is basically received only once in a lifetime. If one wishes to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit over and over again, it is as much travesty or an appalling act as having wedding over and over again with one's married spouse over and over again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the only spiritual event of our lives. But once we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has come upon us, we need to live the Spirit-filled life continuously from the moment on. A life without the infilling of the Holy Spirit will deplete and dry up the spirituality of the Christian, just as a loveless married life will devastate the hearts of those involved. Just as married couples can live the married life they desire with sustained and further love for each other, the filling of the Holy Spirit is the driving force that fills the lives of those who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit to the fullness of God, reaching the stature of the fullness of Christ. In Japan, when a wedding ceremony is generally held, the bride and groom may be dressed in Japanese traditional attire of montsuki hakama and white kimono, or in Western attire of tuxedo and wedding dress. The ceremony may be held in a church chapel, a hotel wedding hall, or shrine. The officiant may be pastor, a priest, Shinto priest, or bride and groom's mutual teacher. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is similar. You may receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in earth-shaking atmosphere, as if heaven and earth would be split open. In such a case, you may know for sure the date, time, circumstances of when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you may even be able to remember that time for the rest of your life. On the other hand, you may receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit as if you were a piece of bird's feather shaking in the wind and soaring down on your shoulder unnoticed, with such stillness that no one would notice. The person involved in the baptism of the Holy Spirit at that time may not be able to feel or realize the fact that the Holy Spirit has come upon him or her. The form and manner of wedding, the baptism of the Holy Spirit are different for each person, but the essence is the same. Both wedding ceremony and baptism of Holy Spirit are events that mark a unique turning point in one's life. Wedding is a turning point in the lives of men and women who have lived separately from each other and who now live one life together, drawing a line in the sand. Drawing a line in their lives. If men and a woman who are different from each other reject this major turning point in their lives by becoming one body and living one life together as husband and wife, they will be nothing more than roommates living under one roof. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is an event that marks a turning point in faith of a person who has lived only for himself or herself to live according to God the Holy Spirit. Then another question arises. Did each one of us really receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Did each one of us have the grace to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? The words of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 provide a clear answer to this question. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, or no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Which of us has seen the Lord Jesus face to face in the Middle East 2,000 years ago? Which of us has witnessed with our own eyes of the crucifixion of Jesus for our sins? Did any of us witness firsthand Jesus' defeat of death and resurrection? None of us have seen it with our own eyes. Nevertheless, we believe in Him as the Savior of our lives. We are convinced that He died for our sins and then rose again. How? How is this possible? How did we come to believe in this seemingly random story? How did we come to a turning point in our lives where we can serve Jesus, whom we have never met, as the Lord of our lives? It is because the Holy Spirit has already come upon us, because God the Holy Spirit has shaken and moved our hearts. Even if the wind did not suddenly blow upon us, even if the flames did not descend from heaven, even if the doves did not descend, it is because the Holy Spirit has already descended upon us and we have already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, there is no way we could believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and sit in this place in His name at this time. Of course, there are those among us and beyond online who have not yet confessed Jesus as Lord, and they may not yet have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it is a sure fact that their lives are in hands of God. All that remains is for the Holy Spirit to come upon them. Before we received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we were but small, self-centered people who lived our lives thinking only of ourselves. The fact that we have received the Lord God as Lord of our lives and are attending worship service in His name at this time is itself a solid proof that we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then what is left for us to accomplish from now on is to pursue a life filled with Holy Spirit. The disciples who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago lived lives filled with Holy Spirit from them. For example, Peter, the leader of Jesus' 12 disciples, was a self-proclaimed Christian. before receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, not only denied knowing Jesus three times on the eve of his crucifixion, but even cursed him. However, Peter had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he never again uttered the words Jesus cursed, as stated in 1 Corinthians 12:3, and was never ashamed of the Lord Jesus. He lived a life filled with the Holy Spirit, until he was crucified upside down. The filling of the Holy Spirit means to live with the Holy Spirit who came upon me, just as married couples continue to love one another and live together. It is to live under the guidance of Holy Spirit who comes to me and lives in me. So what exactly does it mean for us as Christians to live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit? If you look at John chapter 16 verse 13, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth and reveals. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. In other words, to live in the leading of the Holy Spirit means to live in the truth. What exactly does it mean for us to live in the truth? Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In other words, Jesus is truth, and all of his words are the Logos, the truth. Jesus is truth, and all his words are Logos. Based on this, in John chapter 14, verse 26, he further said, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." That is, to live according to the leading of the Holy Spirit means to abide in the word of the Lord Jesus, which is the truth, and to live according to his word with the help of the Holy Spirit. If you have a mystical experience, if you have demonstrated magical abilities, or if you're so jealous that you pray all night long, but you are not in the word of the Lord, you cannot say that you are living a life filled with Holy Spirit. On the contrary, even if you did not have mystical experience, magical abilities, could not pray all night long, if you live in the word of the Lord in all things and live according to the word, then you are truly a person filled with the Holy Spirit. This is because the Holy Spirit, whom Lord Jesus sent, is Spirit of Truth, who teaches and reminds us of the word of the Lord, which is the truth, and lead us to live in the word of the Lord. That is why Jesus revealed this in John chapter 20, verse 21-22. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." How then can small, slowly Worldly, sinful people like us live by the life of Jesus Christ, even if we are afraid of it. Ordinarily, it would be utterly impossible. But it is possible because of the Holy Spirit who came upon us. The Holy Spirit led us to the word of life of the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In our help of the Holy Spirit, we can live in this world by the life of Jesus. How much more beautiful and renewed our lives will be when we live in this world with the life of Jesus, who is the eternal truth, and not with our life, which is decaying and disappearing. Therefore, we will not be discouraged. The Apostle Paul's confession is our confession. Therefore, we are not discouraged, but we are renewed day by day inwardly, even though our outward man declines. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8. This is precisely what it means that the Pentecostal event of Pentecost is consummation of God's work of salvation through Jesus Christ. God the Holy Spirit, who descended to this earth 2,000 years ago, is not someone who came down from heaven and then went back up to heaven. He is not the one who crossed oceans, mountains, and is far away in the distance. The Holy Spirit is in you, in us, in our hearts, in our spirit, and in our souls. And the homework left for us to do is to live our lives filled with the Holy Spirit. Stay awake about the Holy Spirit. Pursue a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Live in the leading of the Holy Spirit, in the Lord Jesus, in the Word of God Father. Stay in the help of Holy Spirit. Be strengthened, encouraged, and comforted by His Word. Breath of Lord Jesus, and receive the life of the Lord Jesus and His character and His heart. When you have put on the life of the Lord Jesus, you will finally realize that you are being renewed day by day, and you will enjoy satisfaction and inspiration where you are placed. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are you complete forgiveness of our sins through Jesus' crucifixion. You completed and you manifest the completion, and you send us the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Dear God, please give those who need baptism of the Holy Spirit, and give those who needs infilling of Holy Spirit, infilling of the Holy Spirit. Please fulfill us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name who sent us the Holy Spirit.